Lord, thank you for today, and Lord, we just want to uplift those who aren't here, Lord, who maybe don't know you, that they get to know you, Lord. Or we lift up those who just can't make it from one reason or another, and maybe they're sick, Lord, and we definitely lift those people up to you, that you are in their lives, and you help them out, and that you provide for them and even heal them, Lord. We uplift my daughter. This Tuesday, she's going to have surgery, Lord, just a deviated septum. Lord, we pray for the doctors, that you're with them, that you guide their hands, Lord. And we pray for the nervousness of my daughter and my wife, Lord. Just be with them. Lord, we pray for those who are here, Lord, just that they will learn from you, that they will grab something, and that this will help them on their walk, Lord. And we do want to hear from you, not from me. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we've been in Revelation, right? We've been talking about seals. There's been all kinds of seals.
Not the seals that are like...
Yeah, not the ones with play with balls. But a seal, more like a stamp, right? And I want to talk more about that. I want to talk more about the seal of God. And I want to go in greater detail. Because the seal of God's kind of like the USDA seal. You know, so what that is saying, it's the Department of United States Department of Agriculture. It's saying that it approves whatever food is stamped with their stamp. God bless you. The big difference is that with God, you could trust without question. The USDA, not so much. But God, you could always trust. And the seal of God means God approved. Are you allergic to... huh? Yeah, they're right here.
Yay.
Sorry, I don't think. All right, so if Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Ben, you want to start us out?
Sure. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
So if we trust and believe in Jesus, God will seal us with the Holy Spirit. You know, a helper, somebody who helps us, guides us along our walk. So it can be fairly easy in a sense to get, you know, the seal of God or God's approval, correct? So this brings up the question, what do we base our worth on? What do you guys base your worth on? You know, if we base our worth on people, places, and circumstances, that could be very dangerous. You could just keep it right there. It could be very dangerous and could be very disappointing. Now, teenagers today... No. Teenager today, there's some differences between teenagers today and teenagers in my day. You know, there's some really big ones. Like, all of our phones had cords on them. You know, like a 10-foot radius max. You couldn't go further than that. In the middle of the living room. Our internet was a set of encyclopedias. You probably don't even know what that is. Yeah, and these encyclopedias were printed 20 years before you were born, but that's what you did book reports on. Now, don't get me wrong, we had computers. I remember staying up all night with a friend, and we typed in these like 4 pages of just numbers. And by morning, we were able to get this car with a square tires from one end of the screen all the way to the other end of the screen. Pretty cool, huh? Social media. We had social media, but that's when you went outside and actually talked to people. Maybe you watched a show or a sports game.
And back then, people could hear you in games when you were yelling at them. When you were like, hit the ball, and be like, in TVs, they'd be like, okay.
Exactly. You know, maybe a sleepover, that was our social media. You know, and I do... Well, I don't know. I mean, boys, we don't really call it a sleepover. When I was a guy, it's just, oh, my friend's coming over, not sleepover. Now, girls can have sleepovers until they're 18. I don't know. But there's differences. Now, I do feel like social media is the biggest difference. Because when you guys are dealing with things, you have millions and millions of opinions. Now, when I only had to deal with a small amount compared to that, I'd probably have like 20 people I even really knew their opinion about. But there were similar things, or there are similar things. You know, there are similar pressures. Pressures about remembering names correctly. Right? Ambry?
What?
Oh, I mean Anastasia, right? But I said her name right, and I get credit for that. You have to tell her, because I probably get it wrong if she ever shows up again. You know, there's pressure to drink. There's pressure to do drugs. Hopefully not too much, but, you know, there's all kinds, and there are even drugs that you don't need prescriptions, and they just sell it at Circle K. I don't know if you've heard of Kratom.
No.
Hopefully you never will, but I just introduce you to it, but stay away because it's very addictive. But they sell it like it's nothing, like it's like ibuprofen.
I never get into it and say my youth pastor told me about it first.
Give my name, just let it all out. Give
him. Was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Let's get this straight. Anybody listening on the recording, it was bad. You know, there's pressure to have cooties. There's pressure to have a boyfriend or have a girlfriend. There's pressure to go to college. There's pressure to get good grades, isn't there? But if you already had good grades, you have to maintain those good grades, right? So there's added pressure if you already were getting good grades. There's pressure to get a job. There's pressure to fit in. And when you fit in, you have to wear the right things. Or you could rebel, and then you have to wear the right things. It's all about what you wear. There's pressure to be good, isn't there? There's pressure to be good. There's also pressure to be bad, but there's a lot of pressure on being good. Pressure to join a club or sports. I don't know if you ever felt that pressure. There's pressure. No? No. I see cross country. I see pickleball.
What?
I see football. And I see wrestling.
Wait, what type of football?
I do
American football, of course. What? You do swim team?
Just cross country golfing.
Awesome. Huh?
Just cross country golfing.
Is it golf? What?
I don't know what cross country
is. You don't like, it's running. That's all it is. I don't know why they call it cross country. You don't go anywhere, you just run. But you got long legs.
Yeah, but there's people who are faster. I'm the slowest person in my school.
Just wait till you hit 14.
But see, cross country is long distance. You don't have to be really quick. You just have to maintain. You know, there's pressure to have money. There's pressure to care. But you can't care too much. There, you have to care the right amount. You know, there's pressure to be perfect, to not get laughed at, right? Unless you tell a joke and you want it to be funny. And then there's pressure that they, if they don't laugh. You know, I'm sure I'm probably missing some. You guys fill me in if you want.
Pressure to drop out of school.
Just there's pressure to do that. But it's almost like teenagers live in this pressure cooker, right? And if everything's not exactly right, it'll just explode.
Your mom yells at you.
Oh, that's a common thing when you're a teenager, right? Yells at you if you don't talk, but yells if you talk too much. Right?
Yells at me either.
Either way. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's dinner time! Get in here. But if you, and it's not the parents, these all pressures are stemmed from worldviews. From our pressures of trying to be a pleasing people about places we're at, about circumstances, that's all these pressures are built on that. You know, the worldview, it depends on what it is at the time, because that worldview will change in a moment. Fades or trends fade away. Or maybe they come back. The good thing is that the internet's always there to help you with millions and millions of arguing opinions. Right? It has an argument and opinion about everything. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, James.
For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. Galatians 1:10, NKJV.
So in the end, whose approval matters the most? Whose approval matters the most?
My mom.
Your mom. Your mom and then God, or God and then mom?
Like it's God.
It's God, right? It is God. Hopefully you guys know that. It's God. And God never changes. His opinion doesn't change. It's always the same. But his approval, that's what we should be seeking. In Psalms 139, verse 14, Mia?
I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and now my soul knows very.
So God has made us different, hasn't he? We're all different. Some of us have gray hair. I know you guys are jealous, but I didn't start out that way. But at the same time, we're all different, but at the same time, we are wonderfully made. Each and every one of you are wonderfully made. God loves the way you are made. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, Anastasia.
So God created man in his own image. In the image
You know, God created us in His image. Nothing else, but He created us in His image. You know, we could reflect God's image. You know, we could reflect His love, His compassion, His forgiveness. You know, God saw everything. It's said that God saw everything He made, and indeed, it is very good. So that includes us. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, Stephen.
Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him to love.
So God knows everything. God knows the past, He knows the present, and He knows the future. You know, God knew you guys. God knew every mistake. Every mistake, every pimple, every trip, every fall. You know, He chose us before we even had a chance to choose Him. Before we even knew anything about Him, God chose us. You know, there's an old saying that, oh, well, you're stuck with family because you can't choose it, right? You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. So you have to deal. But God, this does not apply to God because He chose His family. He chose His kids, and those kids are us. You should be flattered. In Psalms 103, 11 and 12, Michelle, my bell.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as He removed our transgressions from us.
We are very valuable to God. So it's east to west, you know, it's high. I mean, He can't, there's, you know, He just has so much love for us. He sees us as very worth, a very high value. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God has a plan for each and every one of us. Now, the crazy thing, you hear that verse, but when, if you think about it, when that verse was written down, the people of Israel, they were in exile, meaning that they were taken away from their home and were made prisoners. You know, a home invasion, and they were kidnapped, if you will. You know, and they were going through persecution. They were going through struggles. They were going through these things that make you wonder, where is God? And then slowly they were coming back into their homeland. They were allowed back, but they had to rebuild. But while they were gone, because it was years and years that they were away, that people were living there now. People were living in their house, and they did not want the Israelis to move back. But God had a plan for them. You know, sure, that wasn't their plan. And they fought it, and they fought God. But still, God never left them. Just like He'll never leave us. John 3, 16 and 7. Ben?
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world.
I was going to give it to you, James, but you didn't seem like you cared. John loved us so much, right? Most used verse in the Bible, but explains it so well. That's why it's so popular. That he wanted for us to live with him forever. That's a long time for a house guest, right? That's a really long time. But that's how much he loves us. However, because no sin is allowed in heaven, God had to provide a way for there to be a sin to be pardoned. Man couldn't do it. Yes. I don't think that'd be possible. Your mindset when you're there and everything, I don't know if you'd be able to sin in heaven, but or maybe you get kicked out. But once you're there, I don't know. I haven't been. I'll let you know in a little bit.
You haven't been.
I haven't been to heaven yet. But once I get there, I'll send a message back to you. Right, I'll bring an iPhone. Maybe that'll be my sin. I don't know.
Yeah, but if your iPhone goes down, then your iPhone died.
But they don't have electricity, a charger up there? But man couldn't make this pardon of sin. We can't. We can't do it. We can't do it on our own works. So God sent his son to die for our sins. That's how much he thinks we're worthy, is that he would send his son to die in our place. The truth is, in God's eyes, we are very valuable. More valuable than silver. More valuable than anything.
More valuable than
diamonds. Right? Right. I don't think dollars really matter to God, right? But souls matter to God. He made you guys with a purpose. He chose you, and he made a way for you to live with him. In Romans 8, 38 and 39, James.
Persuaded. Nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
So anybody follow that? What is it talking about? That is talking about nothing is going to change God's love. Nothing's going to change it. It doesn't matter what comes your way. It doesn't matter what we do. Nothing's going to change God's love for you guys. Even to those who don't choose him yet, hopefully yet, God still loves them. He just can't forgive them until they come to him so he can forgive them. Now, I know that even you guys know the truth, right? You can believe those truths. Those truths are there, and they're definitely true. But even though you know those things, there will be days that are hard not to ignore distractions out there in the world. Because there's whispers. Whispers that sound like somebody yelling at you that you're not good enough. Mm-mm. Now, I want you to, if you can, just block them out, right? But if you can't do that, take a second or two or three. Yes?
My sister's the one who tells me I'm not. So can I just
No.
Aw, dang it.
You could with a pillow. Maybe you could pay for her. Or be the bigger person. But I want you to ask yourself when your sister, when Anna comes to you.
Anna.
All right.
Who's Anna?
It's Anna.
Anna. Anna. Thank you. Help me out. Anna. She's not in here yet. I don't have to remember her name. When Anna comes to you, and it's mean. No, I want you to take a second and ask yourself, has God changed how much I'm worth to him?
I can just go get my cousins because they're good at roasting people.
But what if they're not there? I want you to ask, has God changed his value on you? No, he has not, right?
After I do that, I'll go grab my cousins and they can have a restaurant.
Right. Now, who, I want another question is, who cares about me? In you. You know, and who wants me to change? How about that one?
God.
I want you to ask you something.
God.
Maybe it's God. Or maybe these voices, it's not God. Maybe it's somebody else. You know, is it God or somebody who wants to make money off of you? Or just wants to put you down? So if you change, are we pleasing God? Are we pleasing somebody else? Are we pleasing man? Are we pleasing the world? Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Mia?
I can do all things through
Christ. You guys are God approved, right? Right now. As we said, you're God approved, and you'll always be God approved, God willing. You guys are amazing, you're strong, and you could do anything you put your mind to. I pray that you stand firm in your faith, that you lean on Jesus, and that your struggles are less than your victories. Michelle, can you close us in prayer?